Hey, good morning, saints of God, followers and friends of Jesus and friends of mine. It's Monday again. It's today again, and today is Monday. It is April the 27th in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt. This is your wake-up call. Okay, Jesus is here. Remember, not near, but here. He's ready. I'm ready. You're ready. So, wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is entitled, Why Down is the New Up. This will be another one of my favorite of all times. Our text is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. Hear now the word of the Lord. But each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it is said, when he ascended on high, he made captivity itself a captive. He gave gifts to his people. When it says he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is the same one who ascended far above all the heavens, so that he might fill all things. That's the word of the Lord. Now consider this. Patterns are everywhere. In fact, we might say the gospel is the story of how the patterns of the heavens are subverting the patterns of the world. The pattern of sin and death is being rerouted by the pattern of light and life. The pattern of the love of power is being overwhelmed by the pattern of the power of love. Remember the clarion call from Romans 12:2, where Paul says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Today's text reveals one of the fundamental patterns unfolded in all of Scripture, which is, in fact, revealed throughout. It is the pattern of descending and ascending. The pattern of the world we see from Genesis 3 onward gets this backward. It began with Adam and Eve, who, though given everything, chose to grasp for equality with God. This pattern took root in Cain, whose jealous quest for superiority over his brother led him to murder. The pattern established itself in stone, if you will, as the Babylonians made bricks to build a tower that reached to the heavens in order to make a great name for themselves. Following each of these instances of prideful ascension, we witness humiliating descent in the form of great falls. Isn't it just like God to reverse this pattern by coming to us in the greatest and most humble descent ever imagined? In his letter to the Philippians, Paul literally breaks into song at this point about Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he made himself nothing. By taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in the appearance of a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. That's chapter 2, verses 6 through 8 of Philippians. At Babel, our speech was confused. Creation devolved back into chaos, and a proud people were scattered into oblivion. Now watch this brilliant move of ascension. Therefore, God highly exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That's verses 9 through 11. At the cross, everything turns around. The pattern of sin and death is swallowed up by the new creation pattern of resurrection and ascension. All of our striving to make a name for ourselves is met with Jesus being given the name, being given the name above all names. All our confusion and chaos and division is healed at the cross, not by some new world order with uniform speech, but with every nation, tribe, and tongue confessing in their own language with one voice the same thing, that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I like to draw this reversal out in simple symbols. So on the left, if you're listening and not seeing the, well, I mean, maybe you can watch me here. I just take two fingers and put them up and make a V. That's the symbol on the left. Then you take the other two fingers and you make the greater than symbol right next to the V. So the descent, the V, all the way down and all the way up is greater than, and turn the two fingers upside down, the ascent, the A-frame, which is all the way up, ascending and falling all the way down, right? This is descent. Down is greater than up. Down is the new up. That's the point. Descent precedes ascent, right? Ascending on your own power precedes descent, falling to your own death. Humility precedes lifting. Death precedes resurrection. Love precedes glory. Or as I like to say, down is the new up. Bringing it full circle, to have the same mind in us that was in Christ Jesus looks like not conforming to the pattern of this world, which is the ascent to descent pattern, but being transformed by the renewing of our mind. And the mind of Christ looks like the V form, descending to ascending. I hope this is coming through with some clarity. I hope maybe you're drawing on your page as you're listening, making that V. The V is the descent. Then make the greater than symbol to the right of the V. Then make the A frame, the up to down. The most critical thing to remember here is this. The pattern is the person. There is no pattern of the cross apart from the person of Jesus. That's why we follow him. We can't even find that way. As sure as we think we're descending, we're actually climbing upwards again. We'll get to gifts and giving in the next reading. You know, I was doing this teaching on, I'll get a piece of paper here. I was doing this teaching on an iPad one day, and I had the V form. And of course, you know, you trace Philippians 2 all the way to the bottom at the cross and then all the way back up. And I was doing it on my iPad. I had it up there and I was showing them how when you reverse the V, you get the A. I'm holding up paper. If you're watching YouTube, I want you to draw it on a piece of paper, draw a V. And then I flip the iPad over to show, like, conversion, transformation, in fact, is moving from the ascending to descending form, the A form, to the V form, the descending to ascending. Transformation is going from the A frame to the V frame. But the iPad kept flipping it back over because it was trying to, it wasn't, you know what I'm talking about on these phones, right? If you flip the thing, the thing will flip for you. I'd turn the A frame upside down and it would flip it back up to the A frame, right? And I'd try to do that and it would flip it up. And so what you got to do, you don't want it to move. You have to click on the little feature called orientation lock. Okay. We want to lock down our orientation on Jesus. That's the only way through in this chaotic, confused, worldly situation we're living in, the pattern of the world. It's always climb the mountain, claim the hill. King of the hill, only room for one at the top. There's infinite room at the bottom, at the cross. Man, this is, I told you, this is my favorite, maybe my favorite entry ever on the wake-up call. I'm hoping you'll reflect deeply on this. The V is actually the shape of the cross all the way down. And then God lifts you all the way up. That's the mind of Christ. That's the transformed mind, the mind renewed by Jesus himself, by the Holy Spirit. Well, let's pray. Abba, Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who shows us the way by becoming the way. I want the mind of Christ, the same mind that was in Jesus Christ. Would you put that in me? Would you form that in me? I want to walk in the pattern of the cross. Would you teach me this movement of descent and ascent? And I know I won't find it without some others around me. So would you bring me into this kind of community? Yeah, maybe even a band. That's why we're praying in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, journal prompts. So are you seeing this pattern? And how is it challenging you? And where is conformity to the pattern of this world the strongest in you at this point in your life? That propensity to climb, to claw your way up. And the hint here is it's probably a blind spot for you, so you might need to ask someone to help you see it. That's, again, note to start a band. Sometimes your spouse may not be the best person to ask you to point out your blind spots. Okay, third question. Where is the growing edge of the mind of Christ in you at this point in your life? And here's a pro tip, hint, it probably has to do with the hardest thing you're facing right now or your greatest point of pain and suffering in life right now. I wish I had time to dig deeper and just say more about my life, my own self in that. I'd have to think a little bit more. I'm not as in touch with that in this moment as I'd like to be. But you know, I learned that Philippians text. I just rememberized it over a long period of time. Philippians 2, verses 5 through 11. I'd commend it to you. It's another one of those sites, those biblical sites where you need to make camp. Just pitch a tent there. In time, you're going to want to have an RV. In time, you're going to want to put a double wide, a mobile home. In time, you're going to build a little cabin right there at that site. That is the view of God's mercy all the way down. All the way up. We want to behold, that's the story of Jesus, and Jesus wants to make his story our story. He wants to form that mindset where we're always like, it's just native in us to think of others before ourselves, to love, to serve, to humble ourselves, to choose to not be offendable, to have grace and to have mercy on other people. So far, we could talk about that. We need to sing today. These aren't just ideals. This is a person. This is Jesus. And that's the song. I want to sing our Monday song through these Ephesians chapters. You remember it? We'll put the words in the email. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Pray it. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. And I want to see you, to see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Let's try this. To see you low and laid down, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Just see him on the cross as we sing holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. That's such a great prayer. Open the eyes of my heart to see that the way down is the way up. That to be low is to be high. I love the old prayer, the Valley of Vision, that the valley is the place of vision. That's why I like it's a V. Valley is the place of vision. Guys, this is deep. This is deep for any day. It's especially deep for a Monday. But one day, you know, I was just writing that Philippians 2, 5 through 11, and I just started writing it downward. I just started writing it like writing what was happening you know, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God. I started writing it in a downward angle. Made himself nothing, taking the nature of a slave, being made in human likeness, being found in the appearance of a man. He, after all that, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. It got to the very bottom of making that downward descending mark, that line, and I made a cross at the bottom. And then there came that great word, therefore, that hinge word that opens the door to everything. Therefore, God, and I started making the mark, going the line back up and to the right. Therefore, God highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, keeps going right off the page, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That's the V. I think that's the core of everything I think, of everything I try to teach. It's the whole story, and it's our highest calling to follow Jesus in that way. Man, there's so much more. We got to go. It's Monday. It's time to get to work. We got to get our seeds. The eyes of your heart are opening. It's time to go and see the world through them, the eyes of Jesus. So, for the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt, and I'll see you on the field.